As we look again at America through Isaiah's eyes, we see in chapter 3 even more indications of national decline. These are indicators or signs that a country is in serious trouble. And the situation that Isaiah predicts here is one in which leadership is absent. Key leaders have been taken out of the land. And today we come to even more parts of the stability of that culture that are going to be removed. Today we look in verse 2 at what is called in the King James Version, the prudent, and in the New King James Version, the diviner. The word diviner is a better translation because every other time the Hebrew word is used in the New Testament that is translated prudent or diviner here, it means someone who pretends to have the ability to tell the future or read people's minds, something that only God can do and something that God revealed to only certain people. So these diviners were false prophets. And this raises a question. Why does Isaiah list these people beside people that were legitimate leaders that the country needed? It was because that even though they were not genuine, these diviners were fixtures in the society. They were part of the culture, and they played a role, in a sense, in the stability of the country, even though they deceived the people. What Isaiah is saying is this: everything that you've depended on, all the people that you're used to seeing will disappear, even the man like the diviner who had no right to be there. Isaiah is saying that your whole world will be turned upside down. And then he mentions that the ancient or the elder will be taken out of the land. These are older people that have something that young people don't have. That is experience, because that experience brings wisdom. That's why older people are so important to a nation. Younger people need advice. They need direction, and they need correction. Do you remember the story of Rehoboam? He took the advice of young men, and he rejected the counsel of the older men, and that caused the nation to divide. 1 Kings chapter 12. Here, Isaiah says the time is coming when the leadership of older men is missing. And that happened in part because the older people were killed when the enemies came. But there were some older people who were left in Judah, and we know that because of verse 5. So it's not just that there are no older people who are there, but it's also the case that the younger people didn't want the leadership of the older people. And we'll talk more about this when we get to verse 5. But for now, just notice that a sign of national decline, an indication that a country is in trouble, is when you have a lack of older leaders. The next person who's missing in this leadership is the captain of 50. Now, this was not necessarily a military captain, but a leader or a manager of the nation. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 15, God told Moses to appoint judges as captains over 10, that is 10 people, 50 people, 100 people, or 1,000 people. These captains or judges heard the disputes of the people who were under them. They managed this number of people, and they had different abilities. Some of these judges could oversee 10 people, others could manage 50 people, and still other judges could handle 100 or even 1,000 people. These people would no longer be in Judah, so think of it. A nation without managers. Any society needs certain people who have the ability to organize, to make decisions, and to manage the affairs of other people who are citizens. And without this management, there will be chaos. Next, in verse 3, Isaiah says that the honorable man will be missing. This is a man of dignity, literally a man of elevated countenance, a distinguished man in the community because of his role. This is a man who is respected. He may be a public official, a successful and hardworking businessman, but now Isaiah envisions a time when respectable people are gone. And when you don't have respect in society, you don't have anything left. Isaiah also said the counselor would be missing. This was a person that people looked to for advice. We all need advice. And some people are especially level-headed and wise. What happens when you can't find people like this in society? Well, the people make bad decisions. And even worse, they look to the wrong people for advice. Isaiah said the time is coming in Judah when you're not going to be able to find one sensible person to ask direction of. The next class of people that Isaiah mentions, and the next indicator of national decline, is the absence of the cunning artificer. The New King James Version translates this, the skillful artisan. These were the builders, the craftsmen, the engineers, the carpenters. They were good at their trade, and what happened to them? A good commentary is 2 Kings chapter 24, verses 14 through 16. Now they're gone. Imagine a place without skilled workers. The housings and the buildings and the roads and the farms, the military and many other aspects of life will decline because there won't be anybody able to do these things and repair these projects. The whole country will go to ruins. And then finally, he says, the eloquent orator, the King James says, the New King James says, the expert enchanter will be gone. Again, like the diviners in verse 2, these are false prophets. But Isaiah again is saying that even this stay or this supposed support in society will collapse. So I ask you to look over these verses more and consider this question. Are these words beginning to describe our country more?